Blog Talk Radio.
Caribbean Fever, next on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Thursday, November 21st, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's another beautiful day on air, and we love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 714-242-5248, and you can also email us here at the studio at goodvibeproductions@gmail.com. And those 10 digits, again, are 714-242-5248. And again, the email address is goodvibeproductions@gmail.com. So I would suggest getting a little piece of paper and a pen or a pencil out, because there's going to be some fabulous information coming your way, and you don't want to miss a bit. Well, like I said in the opening, we're going to be experiencing some Caribbean fever today. And my guest today is going to take us to the Caribbean digitally. He is an inventor and innovator in the field of technology, and he has developed the first digital Caribbean business magazine called CARICOM, Caribbean Commerce Magazine, and has been named a finalist by the International Digital Magazine Awards for Best Specialist Magazine for 2013. He's a native of Trinidad and Tobago, and this cool and savvy techie is with us today. So please give a warm island welcome to Anthony Fills. Welcome, hey, Anthony.
Good afternoon, Lauren. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited. We're going to the Caribbean.
Oh, it's the best place. It's more than just sun and sand. That's the thing I'm telling everybody right now.
You know what? That's a great tag. You know, I was, you know, looking at the CARICOM website, and you have a little tagline underneath it that this digital commerce magazine brings the Caribbean to the world. I also like that it's more than just sun and sand.
Exactly. The thing is that, you know, when we say the word the Caribbean, everybody just thinks of that. And what we're doing with our magazine right now is to kind of like educate and just highlight all the other things that actually happened there on the Caribbean. You know what I mean?
That's what we do. So tell us, you know, where did this idea get born?
The idea got born when we were in, let's step back a little bit. Back like 2010 and 11, we were doing an online magazine called Drum Cultures, me and my brother. And, you know, it was a really cool thing he was doing up in Toronto. You know, we did it for a year, then after we dropped it and moved on to different things. My sister, who was in banking, was down in Jamaica putting on a festival, and she asked me to sponsor it. So I sponsored it, went down to Jamaica to see it, and when I was, you know, doing the whole sponsor stuff, an individual came up to me and asked me to fund his company. And I said no, but I said, let me do something else. In funding it, let me give you exposure. So the best way I know to give somebody exposure is to develop something. So when we came back, I came back to Los Angeles and came up with the idea that I'm going to build a magazine. And that's when Caribbean Commerce Magazine was born. So went to the drawing board. This was like August time, and by the end of November, December, we had the magazine up and running and back in Jamaica to launch it.
Wow, that's fascinating. How and how has the magazine, this is this past year, it's, the magazine is how old now?
1 year. This month makes 1 year.
Well, I'm glad that you are celebrating your anniversary on how to be comfortable in your own shoes. What a nice forward movement. So how has your digital magazine, your exposure of the Caribbean, affected the commerce in that area?
Well, it's actually starting to make a difference. You know, the thing that our first issue, we were able to bring down to Jamaica, a company called General Discovery that makes prefabricated homes. So we were able to hook them up with the government down there, with the Housing Commissioner in Jamaica, to work on a deal. Then after that, a following issue, we had Tri-Caribbean Energy out of Toronto. We brought them down to put together solar energy solutions for Jamaica also. So we did those two things in Jamaica. I just came back from Trinidad, where I was able to get Stan Lee to do the opening for the Trinidad Anime Caribe Animation Festival. You know, so we're bringing different celebrities or personalities to shine their light on the Caribbean, so people could see, hey, listen, this is what's going on.
Yeah. You know, it's fascinating. In talking to you about creating this digital magazine, there's been, you know, many articles in the local LA Times here about magazines and the shutting the door of the traditional magazine format, and people don't read much anymore. But you've created something even on a larger scale, where you're not only introducing the world to the Caribbean, you are also being a strategic partnership in helping people build a better life, bringing technologies and businesses to a community that necessarily doesn't have a need. You're giving them a need.
Yes. One of the things that's in our magazine that we love so much that we're going to start highlighting more. We have a section called Discover the Caribbean, where we highlight entrepreneurs in the Caribbean who have services that need to be exported. And one of them is this lady named Mrs. Chin, who puts out a product called Bust the Coconut Sweets. It's like a molasses with coconut flakes in it,
mm-hmm.
right? And we're working with her right now by redoing all of her packaging for her, building her website, and also putting together shopping carts so that everybody outside of the Caribbean can actually experience these wonderful candies that she makes. You know, so I think first quarter of next year we should have that out in the marketplace. And then after, you know, we'll have a team here in Los Angeles, well, in the U.S., Canada, and hopefully in England, who are going to go out to the different distributors and say, hey, listen, here's this new candy. Do you want to carry it? And if this – I should say if. When this happens, right, what's going to happen is that, yes, Caribbean Commerce Magazine is going to make money, but the bigger picture is this. We're going to be able to help Mrs. Chin expand her business. And when she can expand her business in her local area, that means that there will be economic impact on a small scale right then and there. And that's what we're looking to do.
That's wonderful. I think we all need to find an outlet to create economic impact. We're having a difficult time here in the United States. But I want to get back to, if I may, the pre-CARICOM. We'll come back to more of the digital magazine, but I want to find out more about you, what's on the backside of your business card, so to speak, and where did your interest in technology begin?
Oh, gosh.
Did someone inspire you or notice a particular skill or talent that you had and said, Anthony, I think if you continue to hone those skills, it'll take you down this path?
No. It started with my parents, because my parents actually gave me my college fund to buy my first company. And it was called TNT back when I used to live in Canada. And when I had TNT, I was actually doing development work for the cable company doing interactive television. So I was doing computer stuff back then, you know, and when, you know, building websites and all that. And after they saw what I did for interactive television, and then after I went down to Seattle, I got recruiters brought me to Seattle. And then after that's when, I would say in 1997 is when I went really totally into tech, where, you know, working for Adobe, you know, developing, I was part of the team that worked on InDesign for Adobe. You know, I worked on the Real Player for Real Networks, you know, MSN Shopping and whatnot for Microsoft. So all the majors I would work on, you know, but that's what drove me to do a lot. But then again, in 2005, I had another little company called Blinglets, which I still have now, which actually does a lot of the development. But we started doing mobile applications for Jay-Z, Barry Bonds, AT&T, you know what I mean? Also, we even did the Obama app. We did the election app for Obama, 2008
and
for
his
Fox
first,
News.
In his first run, his first presidential?
Yeah, his first run, yeah. We did an app called You Decide for Fox News. We did that app for them on the BlackBerry. So I've just been like totally into it, doing new and innovative things all the time.
Well, I often find it interesting in talking to many different people who explore and have chosen many different paths, that what they did as a child often guides them into a passion in what they'll pursue in their life.
You know, oh, wow.
You know, like I have a friend, he's in mortgage banking, and as a kid, he often tells the story. He says, yeah, you know, my friend Joey wanted money to buy some candy, so I gave him $1, but I charged him interest. So the thought of lending money started at a very young age, and it grew into whatever it grew into. So
okay.
Did you tinker?
I wanted to be a designer.
Oh, so you knew. You had some insight into a passion.
Yes, but I was always designing. I was that geeky kid. You know, I didn't play sports and whatnot when I was young. But I wanted to be a designer. It's like I got my first patent like in, what, 1992? I invented the computer ruler.
The computer ruler?
Ruler. Yeah, I did that in 92. I got my patent and I licensed it to Adobe. that was the first thing I did.
So you definitely have a path, an inner path that you seem to follow. I can sense by your voice that it's truly a passion. So what kind of advice can you shed and share with another generation or anyone who is about to embark on something that they're truly passionate about? How would you help them get over the occasional stumbling blocks?
I would tell them stick with your gut. If the people tell you that you're crazy, keep going. keep going. That's what I would tell them. When I was in Trinidad at the festival, a young girl came to me just asking me similar questions. And I told her, I said, listen, as long as you're passionate about it, don't choose anything at the moment. You know, depending on your age group, right? But she was a young girl, and, you know, she did a whole bunch of different things. She would draw, she would play on the computer and all these different things she was telling me. And I told her, don't pick anything as yet. Just keep doing all the things that you can do, and then after that, something's going to bubble to the top, and you're going to know that's what you have to do, opposed to trying to get locked into something. The reason that I have so much fun is because depending on the day, right, I could switch from designing logos for somebody to building a website, building a mobile app, you know, or even doing a painting, you know what I mean? So or even doing photography. One of the things that happened to me this time around was we went to Toronto to cover the Toronto Film Festival, the Toronto Carnival, back in July time frame. And anyhow, I took a picture there at the festival, submitted it to National Geographic, and they republished it. You know what I mean? I'm not a photographer. I know how to take a picture, but I was able to capture a moment. So here I am going from, you know, digital work to photography to design, and here I got a chance and I did it. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
you obviously, you know, the advice that you gave to the young girl was to listen, to keep moving forward, not pay any attention to what other, the detractors in our lives, the people that say, oh, you'll never make it, or there's too many, or whatever negative thing they have to say. It's just be true to your passion, your product, and listen to yourself, your gut, or your instinct, whatever you want to call it, your
right.
inside GPS is usually okay. right.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. It will tell you. The thing is this, is that when I come up with all these, I have these little black books that I walk around with. You know, people would see me. People have seen me. I have this black book that I write down all my ideas in. I mean, so I got a staircase full of these black books, right? And in these black books are all these ideas that come to me, you know, as I'm walking around or talking to somebody. You know what I mean? The ideas come, I write it down, and then after I can use it. And one that came to me when we were working on the magazine was, I said, well, we're doing all this great stuff for the magazine, but there's no comprehensive business directory for the Caribbean. So I said, okay, that's the next thing we're going to build. We're going to build a business directory for there and make it very interactive so that so the way that we're doing it is this. So you build a business directory, but for people who live in the Caribbean, there's going to be a different price because, they don't have the same amount of extra cash like we do over here in the U.S. or anywhere else. You know what I mean? So we have a tier system, right, that we're putting in place. But this is actually going to give them the ability to put themselves out on the Internet because some of them don't even have a website. You know what I mean? And I'm not here to build websites. I'm here to give them the opportunity to get there. And, that's what we're doing.
Isn't that the one thing most of us are looking for in life, is that opportunity, is that open door. So when you find a passion, when you find something that resonates with you, similar to how you're telling me the path that your CARICOM took, the digital
right.
magazine, how one thing just kind of led to the other because you happen to be on a particular track that just opened these doors, and it's a myriad of opportunities that become available to you. So it's fascinating. But we have a caller, I believe, that would love to perhaps join in our conversation. So let's find out who's joining us today.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the line with Lauren and Anthony. Who's calling? Do you have a question today for Anthony? I guess I love the strong, silent types. I guess not. people get a little camera shy, which is just fine.
Yeah, they get nervous.
They get nervous. Yes, it's just fine. They like to listen in live, and that's just fascinating. I want to get back to the magazine. You are so generous. I want to tell people where they can go. You're offering a special opportunity for those listeners today on the show to get a coupon to a $500
gift certificate. $500 gift certificate.
Gift certificate to place an ad in the magazine, your digital magazine, and they can go to www.caricommag, that's caricommag.com/how-to-be. And there they can get the information to perhaps get in contact with you and get the coupon to place an ad in the digital magazine.
Yes.
Yeah. Now that you're on the path of creating this digital magazine, where do you see yourself in 10 years with this?
That's a great question. I see CARICOM Mag being a key component in the development of the overall region, because I see it more as a tool for all the islands to use to put out one voice to the world. Because one of the problems is that's down there is that, it's not I shouldn't say a problem. One of the things that's happening in the Caribbean is that you have your big islands like your Trinidad, your Jamaica, your Barbados, and places like that that get a lot of tourism and whatnot. But then after they have smaller islands that are coming up, like St. Lucia, you know, St. Vincent, Grenada, you know, that don't have a big voice, this will be a place for them to focus on. Say, okay, we have business opportunities that we need to share with the world. You know, yes, they do it through their consulates, but the consulates don't put out magazines like we do, right? So this will be a tool for them to use, you know, in conjunction with other things that they do. But it's one way to get out into the world with the big guns, with the Jamaicas and the Trinidads and whatnot.
That's
so
good.
It's more of a tool. That's why I see this to be a tool.
You know, you're so inspiring. I just feel that I can go out and create anything I want to right now. So is there someone? I can, right? It's that easy. It is easy. Thank you for giving me permission, Anthony. That's really all I needed. I'm done. I think I've got what I came here for. So who inspires you to be your best?
Oh, my gosh. I have a bunch of my mother. She's a huge one. You know what I mean?
Nice. She earned major points on that one.
She was with me in Trinidad, in the front row. When I told everybody, oh, my mother's here, everybody was they laughed at me, ha-ha, yeah, right. And when I said, yeah, she's really there. And everybody was like, oh, my God, the guy brought his mother. No, my mom comes with us to every event. It's like when we were in Jamaica, my mom was there, you know. But what's really driving me is my mom is one. My father, he passed away in 2010, and one of the things that we were always talking about was that I was going to work with my brother and sister. And, you know, it's come to reality now. Here we are working on a beautiful product that we are able to give back to our roots and do some amazing things. I just think it's inspiration. You know, working with my brother and sister, it just blows my mind. You know what I mean? I love them to death, and here we are at this age that we can really work together and build something that I'm hoping, not hoping, it will leave a lasting mark. As long as I can leave a mark for people to say, okay, you know, this family made a benchmark for the Caribbean, and we have to, you know, pass it, I'm happy with that, totally happy with that.
I don't know if you know, there's a saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, but in this case, I think you are illustrating to a myriad of businesses in the Caribbean opportunities that exist due to technology. I think that's the one positive impact technology has had, that we are able to reach out to our brothers and sisters around the world much easier,
yes.
Share knowledge, information that was inaccessible before, and who knows, with that type of technology and attitude to bring the world together as one, because we are. We all want the same things, and we just approach it differently.
Yes, I agree with what you're saying. The beauty of what technology also does, it levels the playing field. And that's what I'm also trying to do, because a lot of people say, well, I don't have this, I don't have that, I can't get this, right? But since I've leveled the playing field in the publishing arena, that I'm making it accessible for people in the Caribbean to actually advertise in a business magazine. Put it this way, if you put my magazine up against Wired magazine, you won't know the difference. The technology and everything is the same. The same kind of things you can do. So I've leveled the playing field. Now, some businesses in the Caribbean can't advertise in Wired magazine because it's too expensive. But you can advertise in my magazine because it's cost effective, right? So that being said, now we're giving them the ability to put it in there. So now it's not about technology, it's about do you really want it, right? So now it's actually on you. So your creativity, your drive will tell you if you want to go out and do something, because now I've given you a tool that you can use to promote yourself with.
Well, you've given people the no excuses. Here's everything.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
you need to do what you said you wanted to do with your business, your idea, whatever someone wants to pursue. But it's up to you. You have to participate. We all have to participate in
right.
the action of moving forward. We have another caller on the line, so hopefully this caller is not as shy, and see if that caller would like to add to our lovely conversation. We are on the line with Anthony Sills, innovator and inventor of CARICOM, Caribbean Commerce Digital Magazine. So let's see who's joining us today. Hello, you're on the line with Anthony and Lauren. Welcome. Do you have any questions?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
I love that comment, we're more than just sun and sand. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
See,
yeah,
Anthony, I told you, it's a dead ringer.
I agree with Lauren. I think it's a fantastic tagline to put, you know, in terms of the advertising. But I wanted to ask you, is there something that's going on right now in the Caribbean that you feel that we should know in the United States that we're probably not aware of? It's something that you're, like, specifically discussing in the magazine right now.
Well, yes. Well, one of the things that we're bringing to the American public business community is that, you know, in the Caribbean, there's a lot of the sun is up a long time. There's a lot of solar energy, and they need those types of services. So by bringing in American companies to facilitate that, it's beautiful, right? So then after now, we can actually teach the Caribbean how to use solar energy to power, right? So they can gain power, and then after they can also learn how to export that power in different forms. So it works both ways. One way it works by employing American companies or Canadian companies, but at the same time it also educates and helps people out. Let me just give you an example of where we're going with this. With the general discovery project that we're working on, the thing that we did with them is this. They do prefabricated homes. So you get the prefabricated home from Sweden. It goes to Canada. Canada puts the maple wood onto the prefab units. We ship it down to Jamaica. Jamaica assembles the homes and puts them up in the districts that need the homes. But at the same time, part of the deal is that you're actually building a plant in Jamaica that's going to facilitate feeding prefabricated home things to the rest of the islands. So opposed to just importing everything, we're actually teaching you how to actually build it and make yourself sustainable in your own country. So
That's how to sum up what your magazine does. You're teaching people how to fish,
yes,
in a sense.
Yes, exactly. You know, by example, you know what I mean? So we're putting these deals together and just showing everybody how to do it. Let me just mention one other thing that we're doing. So after I finished lecturing at the film festival, one of the things that I wanted to teach the artists and designers down there they are amazing, right? So one of the things I wanted to teach them is, hey, listen, collaborate with the people who are near you. So what I've done is that we collaborated with one of the winners of the animation festival, these two guys. We collaborated with them and a graffiti artist down there named Jap Inc. So between the stop-motion animators, the graffiti artists, and our magazine, we're going to be developing the first stop-motion graphic cover for our magazine. So we'll be the first coming out with this.
That's exciting. When is that going to happen? Can you give us a...
That should happen within the next two to three weeks, that we should have it out on iTunes and Android.
Have an Apple app, correct?
Yeah, it's on iTunes right now, right? If you go to our website, CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com, it's right there on the homepage. There's two buttons. There's an Apple button and an Android button that they can get on their iPad and Android tablets.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. Well, yeah. When I have fun, and I hope you have had a good time as well, the time just goes by so quickly, Anthony. I want to thank you for taking me to the Caribbean today. And
you're welcome.
I want to come back, definitely. And I want to throw out, again, a contact for you for people that perhaps have some more questions for you. Yeah, they can contact you at anthony@caricommag.com.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, to take advantage of your generous gift certificate of $500 to advertise this magazine, and that's at www.caricommag.com/how-to-be. And that expires March of next year, right?
Yes, March of next year. Yeah,
that's
You know what? I'll post it on your site also.
Wonderful.
On the comments, I'll post it there also for you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
So much. A pleasure to have you on the show.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Before we leave you, I'd like to give you a little swan wisdom. Thanksgiving, the holidays are coming up, and Thanksgiving is coming up next week. So I thought we would close the show with a little swan wisdom, strength, wisdom, abundance now is the acronym for SWAN. And I thought during the holidays it would be nice to be able to maintain some clarity and calmness. So picture this. Mentally picture sugar crystals being stirred in a glass of water, okay? Now stop stirring, and you'll notice that the crystals will funnel downward and settle at the bottom. Now with your eyes closed, palms together at your heart, feel within you energy descend from your head to your heart. And I hope that leaves you peaceful and calm to be able to move forward in the holidays that lie ahead of us. Once again, I want to give a big thank you to Anthony Fills, innovator and inventor of CARICOM, Caribbean Commerce Magazine, and you can go to that website at caricommag.com, and also go to caricommag.com/how-to-be, and also take advantage of the $500 gift certificate he's offering. And also, I forgot to mention, if you'd like to have some more swan wisdoms on your own, please email Stephanie at stephanie.swan.yoga@gmail.com. It has been a pleasure having you joining us today on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. Please join me next time for another wild and fascinating journey in someone else's shoes when my guest will be. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you again for joining us and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I hope you find comfort in your own shoes. We'll close with Keith Chagall and Diamonds.